Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities, and most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here's your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. We really are going to have some fun because I don't know where my guest is. He's somewhere around. Maybe he's screaming with the eagles. When he comes in, we will talk to Woody Woodrum, who's president of the California Screaming Eagles. But oddly enough, I was going to change up the show anyway because we're talking. This is Merry Military Month. This is week two. And I was going to ask Woody if he knows. Very few people know how many uniformed services there are. And we should make a contest out of this. But it's not five. So if anybody would like to call in and tell me how many uniformed services there are, the number is 888-346-9141. They're not five uniformed services. Now, they're not all fighting forces, but there are more than five uniformed services. And today we're talking about the present of the military. And with all the things going on, if you live in California, you really know this stuff. There are firefighters out there putting their lives on the line. There's a guy who just shot a bunch of people, and he had some mental problems. There are a lot of weird things going on right now, and you could maybe say sunspots or whatever, but all of these things going on right now, especially with the elections and recounts, the question of loyalty comes up a lot. And you know what? There is no one more loyal on earth than a military member. They pretty much give their body and soul to the military, whatever branch they join. And I mean, they really do give their body. I've been in the Naval Hospital when there were seamen in there, and she's going, I don't want this surgery, but the doctor says I have to have it. And my division officer said, I got to do this. So yeah, they're giving their body either in combat or when they're ill. They trust the military with their lives, and we trust our lives to them. So this show is about what the military is doing right now in the present. They're all over the place, and people don't seem to realize that. But let's talk about the question of loyalty. I always pick a card, and on the card it has a gemstone, and on the other side it has an angel who sponsored that stone. So this time, this is fascinating. It pulled up Dalmatian jasper, and that's kind of interesting because have you ever seen a fire station that did not have a Dalmatian? I mean, they don't have a collie, they don't have a bulldog, they have a Dalmatian because Dalmatian is the stone that deals with issues of loyalty. So are you having issues with loyalty right now? Are you building relationships that are trustworthy with reliable people? Man, that's hard these days. Are you having issues with being faithful yourself? So take a look at your own level of fidelity and dependability. Make a pledge to be loyal to yourself and others. And like I said, nobody does that like a member of the military. And I know I'm third generation military. I've never known any other life. I would not want to know any other life. I love it. So this is brought to you by the Angel of Loyalty. And your affirmations that you want to say, and if you don't catch them and write them down now, we're going to be on again at 1 in the morning, and then you can catch it tomorrow in the archives. The affirmations are, I attract loyal, thoughtful people and situations into my life. I am loyal to my friends and to myself. I devote time and energy to building and maintaining meaningful relationships with myself and others. I trust myself fully. And this thing about trust, I mean, if you've ever heard, I got your six. Think about a clock, and 12 is at front. So if you're facing 12, your six is your back. And all military members say to their buddies, I've got your six. That means I'm watching your back. I don't know anyone else on earth that you can trust with that statement but a military member. If they say, I've got your six, they've got your six. So this entire month is dedicated to the military. One of the other things people don't know, besides how many uniformed services, And even the VA, I'm on a committee there. I went to the VA hospital. I said, hey, guys, you know about Warrior Care Month? And they said, huh? So on November 14th, and I remember that because it's my husband's birthday, November 14th, 2016, President Obama signed a bill that enacts Warrior Care Month. But nobody seems to know that. Nobody really seems to care about that. We have to fix that. November is the month of Thanksgiving. November is the month of Veterans Day. But not just veterans, not just being thankful for the bounty that we have. Be thankful for the people who are right now putting their lives on the line. And be thankful for the people who are in school and going, when I get out, I want to be in the Navy. I want to be in the Army. I want to be in the Air Force. And the new one, I want to be in the Space Force. See, I've always been a space cadet. If I had a choice, I'd be in the Space Force. But we need to spend this month being thankful and taking care of our military. So we have military Warrior Care Month. I have no idea what they're doing. I wrote to the administration and they haven't answered me. So what about that? We need to, if they don't do it, we need to do it. I know you could go to the base, and our closest base is Marines, and they have MCCS, which is Marine Corps Community Services. You can go there, and I think they will help you adopt a soldier, a sailor, a Marine, or someone for Thanksgiving. Take them for Thanksgiving dinner. Let them in your house. Show them a family, because theirs may be a continent away. So that would be a really lovely thing to do. Go see what the USO is doing. USO is probably the largest group in the world who takes care of our military, and they do it all the time. So find some ways to appreciate your military. We talked about history last week with Stu Headley, 97 years old. That guy is smarter and faster than I am, and he drives his kids to the hospital when they have an accident. Wow! This guy's amazing. So surviving Pearl Harbor, going and doing just death-defying things, going all around the world, and he's 97 and he's just perky as a daisy. I just can't imagine a better life than that. So that was last week. This week, we're still waiting for Woody, but if Woody doesn't show up, that's okay. I am known as the mouth of the South. I'll just jabber at you for an hour. And I did that once before. I used to be in partnership with Larry Wilcox, the blonde guy on Chips. And we worked in a vitamin company, and I had a three-hour radio show. And he was going to come on and celebrate our one-year anniversary, and he never showed up. So I blabbered for 3 hours. Wow! So I earned my Mouth of the South title. Anyway, so this week we're going to be talking about the military present. Now, I can't tell you a lot of stuff about that, because if I do, I'm jeopardizing those people who are in the military at present. I am a member of a really wonderful group called Blue Star Mothers. It's a national organization, and anyone who has ever had a child in the military, mine is retired, he's medically retired. If you've ever had a child in the military, you can join this club. There are chapters all over the country. And the ladies love to show pictures of their kids, you know, on social media and say, oh, my kid is in so-and-so. And they said, hey, stop, don't do that. Because if you say, here's my kid and he's at such and such base in Afghanistan, you are putting his life in danger. Don't do that. So we love our kids. We appreciate our kids. We send them care packages, but we don't necessarily tell where they are specifically, because that would jeopardize them, and we don't want to do that. Just know they are all over the world. I mean, there are people still guarding Korea. I mean, how long ago was Korea? It was in the 50s? I was around in the 50s. Probably most of you weren't. But that was, we had World War I, we had World War II. Those were actually wars. Korea, they just called it the Korean conflict. But we still protect that. We still have bases all over the world, and we have active duty working to protect us all over the world. So you need to know that. One of the reasons for this show, if they do happen to need anything from the military hospitals or VA, if you're a retired military and you happen to be living in, say, Bangkok is wonderful. We used to live there. You can still use the VA. You can still use military services because you are a retired military person. Where you live is not that relevant. Who you are is. And there is nothing more honorable than a military member. Those of us in the States, and I know I have people listening all over the world, in the States we have a show called Saturday Night Live, and one of the comedians made fun of one of our war heroes because he wears a patch, and he said, yeah, contrary to what he looks like, he's not an enforcer for the gang, he's running for Senate. Fortunately, he won. Wonderful man. He lost sight, I think, in both eyes from the conflicts. Where I won't say where he was, they managed to restore sight in one. So he does wear a patch, but he's a great-looking guy and a nice, nice man. And he forgave this comedian and said, you know, okay, that's fine, but could we stop making fun of our institutions and go back to just doing comedy? And I agree. I don't think the military is somebody to make jokes about. It's an honorable service. We wouldn't be here if there hadn't been military fighting for us in the very first war against England. We wouldn't be here. So quit ragging on the military. Quit making jokes on the military, unless they're fun ones, and appreciate them. When we come back, we have a minute or two. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what's planned for Merry Military Month and some of the things that you can do. And anywhere, I don't know about overseas, but definitely anywhere in the country, you can go to your closest base and ask their community services if there is a service member that you can take to Thanksgiving dinner. Or just, you know, make neat things. We have a thing called the Veterans Village. We like to make cards. We make Christmas cards. We make Easter cards. And we take them to Veterans Village. They love handmade cards. So when we come back, we'll talk about all the things you can do. And maybe we'll find Woody. You never know. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, aka Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment, or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, y'all. I don't know where Woody is right now. If he shows up, we'll talk to him. But what I did was I pulled up his page so you can find out something about what he's been doing and what the Screaming Eagles are. Woody himself is amazing. He was the California Chairman of Volunteers for electing Donald Trump. And I don't care what your politics are, electing Donald Trump was a big job. And he did a terrific job at that. So he is very much into activism. He does that. He's in the Eagle Forum of San Diego. He's in the Salt and Light Ministry, Asian Heritage Coalition. This guy, I don't know. He and Stu Headley, I think they have a robot that they just haul out when they're tired. He's president of Alliance Club. He was with Men with a Purpose. Holy cow, this guy is busy. So you know what? He's probably so busy he forgot he was going to stop by and talk to us. But the thing that interested me, I met him at a lot of rallies, and he gave me a card that said President of California Screaming Eagles. And I'm going, what is that? Because if you just look up Screaming Eagles itself, the Screaming Eagles were the U.S., they still are, the U.S. Army 101st Airborne Screaming Eagles. And they, students of the last 40 years have missed so much history because they keep changing the history that they're teaching us. So this page, if you go to the page on California Screaming Eagles, it will tell you about the Airborne. One reason they want people to know about the group is, hey, they're there. They're putting their lives on the line for us. Another reason is to pay homage just to some of the best fighting men and women on the planet. Their mission is like the mission of the California Screaming Eagles. They have courage, they have honor, and they want to defend this country. So it was a paratrooper division of the United States Army. They were instrumental in the defeat of the Nazis during World War II. You can find more about them. You can look on WikiLeaks. I don't know that I always trust WikiLeaks for everything they do, but they will tell you a little bit about them. The most important thing is they are tactically mobile Army Division, and so they've been referred to as the tip of the spear. The 101st Airborne, at a moment's notice, can plan, coordinate, and execute a brigade-style air assault. That's pretty impressive. I don't know that we've had one of those lately, but they're capable, they're ready, they're trained, and they can do that. These particular operations are conducted by highly mobile teams, and they are often executed behind enemy lines. It's a unique battlefield mobility and high-level training. It's, you know, it's like if you know the Navy SEALs, because there's a show on TV now about how trained the SEALs are, or you know Army Rangers, then you know how trained this 101st Airborne is. I have flown planes. I was in the Civil Air Patrol, and I can pilot a plane, but I've never jumped out of one. I think that would be very exciting. So most recently, the 101st Airborne has been performing foreign internal defense and counterterrorism operations within Iraq and Afghanistan. This 101st Airborne Division has nearly a century-long history. During World War II, they were renowned for their role in Operation Overlord, in other words, D-Day. My father was there. He landed in Normandy. And so June 6, 1944, Normandy, they landed. Operation Market Garden, the liberation of the Netherlands. And the most famous is the Battle of the Bulge. Boy, I do that daily. Around the city of Bastogne, Belgium. During the Vietnam War, the 101st Airborne Division fought in several major campaigns, including the Battle of Hamburger Hill. So this is one impressive group. So the group California Screaming Eagles has taken their name from that. Now what they do, if you go to californiascreamingeagles.org, you will find a little bit about them. Their background came from an activist, Phyllis Schlafly, which I haven't heard her name in a long time, but Phyllis Schlafly was an early conservative grassroots activist, and she started this group that has now evolved into California Screaming Eagles. Now, they are a chapter of the national Phyllis Schlafly Eagles, so she has them all over the country. If you're interested in doing this, go on the website and see what you can find out, and they will put you in touch. Their main issue is to straighten out the founding document, the Constitution, and strongly support the Bill of Rights. The First and Second Amendments, lead our Bill of Rights for a good reason. They're the basis of our unique civilization and worthy of defense and respect. So what they're saying is we have a constitution for a reason. We need to respect that constitution, and this group works on that. Their involvement is being affiliated with and working with many liberty groups throughout California and the nation. They continue the fight for a government of, by, and for the people. Government for government's sake is un-American. Now, this is an interesting thing to come up. I really didn't schedule this near the elections on purpose, but we have been having such a debacle with the elections right now, and some people think they're rigged, some people don't. Some people are upset because they think groups are trying to suppress other people's voting rights. It's just totally a mess. We need to fix that. But no matter what we do with our government, there's always a military behind it fighting for us. And when they come home, they need the respect and care that they deserve. Sometimes they used to call it shell shock in World War II. They have a little bit of a trauma that they need to work through. Doesn't mean they're crazy. It doesn't mean that they're sick and unemployable. It means they went out there and got shot at for you, and now you need to help them decompress. In the Hawaiian culture, they actually do that. There's a whole thing called Huna, and there are many practices involved in Huna, but they actually put their warriors, in the old days, they put them in a village to get used to going out to combat. Then they sent them to combat. Then when they came back, they went back to a village to decompress, to get all that out of their system, to learn to be a human again, because there's nothing human about going out and trying to kill each other. So it's a system we need to do more of here. I don't think our veterans are getting the care they need, and that's why I'm here. That's why there are so many volunteer groups. That's why my sponsor, Genesis Environmental, is working on starting villages for them called Green Depots. And we can get the homeless veterans, give them a house, teach them how to recycle waste, and make it into a growing garden, a wonderful Garden of Eden, and then sell it to restaurants and actually make money. So we get our homeless veterans off the street. They get to live in a community with like-minded people, because no one understands a military member than like another military member. They get to heal because we have doctors. I'm one. We have a medical doctor who works on PTSD and other things. We're all volunteers to help out, to help them get well. They can bring their service animals. There's a wonderful group, Canines and Cammies, that are working on that right now. So we can all get together and build some villages for them, because they protected ours. They protected our rights. They did all of this for us, and I don't want to see another veteran under a bridge. I mean, California's a nice place. The weather's good. But there is no reason to have homeless veterans. It's just, it breaks my heart. So if you're interested in that, go to genenv.com. Or org, I'm not quite sure. Genesis Environmental. Just Google Genesis Environmental and look at that Veterans Depot that they're working on building. Join us. It's a wonderful, wonderful activity. And you never know what you can bring to the table. Everybody goes, well, you know, I don't know anything. I haven't got any skills. You never know what you can contribute to an organization till you go there and say, here I am. I want to help. And not only does it help the homeless veterans, but people who volunteer in organizations, on the whole, are healthier than people who don't. So here's the thing. You get something from helping the veterans. They get something from you helping them. It's a win-win all the way around. Why would you not want to do that? It's an incredible organization. So go see Genesis Environmental. They will be on, actually, the 27th. So next week, we're having an Air Force recruiter talk about the future of the military. But the last week, we're going to talk about loving the military. Genesis Environmental will be on with us. And you can call them. You can ask questions. You can email me what you want me to ask them. Go see their there. I think it's on my page, on the Dr. Red Says Facebook page. I think you will see a graphic of the Veterans Depot. Find out what they're doing. Help us build this. Once we get the first one going in California, then we'll do it all over the country. And it's just, it's an incredible venture. I've only been with it a little while, but these guys, they're amazing. And their mission is amazing. And it's just so healing for the whole country. So I think you should go investigate them. You can investigate the Screaming Eagles. Oh, good heavens. Sorry about that. My cell phone says there's a red flag warning for San Diego. Yeah, we know that. It's hot out here. The wind is blowing. And there are a lot of fires going on. It's very sad. The only people that I think work as hard as the military are these firefighters and police who go out there and try to stop the fires and keep looting down in after a disaster. These guys, they're amazing. We don't appreciate them enough. They sure aren't making a fortune. Their families worry every day that guy walks out the door whether he's going to come back or not, or the woman. There are female firefighters in the military. They worry, is this person coming back or not? Wow! So this month, that's what we're doing. We're appreciating. And any way you can... Oh, by the way, did you anybody figure out how many uniformed services there are? I'll tell you at the end of the show. It's very interesting. I didn't even know, so I had to look it up. But give me a call or an email and let me know if you know how many uniformed services there are. And we will, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the future of the military next week. And we're going to talk a little bit about what Merry Military Month means, at least to me, and hopefully would mean to you, and how you can help out. So we'll be doing that shortly. I really do miss my Woody. I wish he were here because he is a fantastic guy and a wonderful speaker. But, you know, these things happen. It just, you know, it's live radio. What can I say? So when we come back, we're going to talk about next week, the military future, where we would be. And we're going to talk a little bit about military appreciation, what things you can do. So when we come back, we'll talk all about what you can do for your military. We'll be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need success no therapy. Dr. Red, aka Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
Have you left the cage that held you back but find yourself in the wild of your life wondering, what do I do now? I'm Dr. Lisa Cooney, and today I'm going to give you the tools to answer that question. Regardless of the issue, your choices of the past no longer need to haunt you. You have the power to change that and to create from a space of fun and ease. How different can your life be? Find out. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. We usually do a rant in the third segment, and that's what makes you so angry you hold your breath and turn red and look like Dr. Red. And if you get the best rant of the month, you get a Dr. Red wig. I actually go and put it on you if you live around San Diego. Otherwise, I mail it to you, and you gotta send me a picture of you in the red wig. The funniest one, we have a guy who runs the arts program at the Veterans Museum in San Diego, and he's just adorable. He's called Tony the Vet. I'm sure he loved me calling him adorable, but he has gray hair and a beard, and he won one of the rants. So I went and put a red wig on him. He was adorable. It is on my page, so go see Dr. Red Says at Facebook, and you will find it. So we've been talking about the past and the present of the military and what we can do. So, like I said, you can go and pull up this page from Genesis Environmental, and it will tell you what it's doing for the veterans right now. Some of the statistics on there are just unbelievable. I think everybody knows that about 22 veterans die by suicide every day. That's one every 65 minutes. Every 65 minutes, a veteran kills himself. And if you know about the shooting that just happened up in, I don't even remember the place now, Thousand Oaks. In Thousand Oaks, this was a veteran with PTSD, and he took a few people out before he took himself out. That's just wrong. We need to fix that. The other thing is, in January 2016, communities across America identified 39,471 homeless veterans, and that number grows every day. That's just insane. I won't even talk about the caravan coming up to storm our borders. We don't need that. We need to help the people that are here that fought for us. This is insane. San Diego, we're supposedly a sanctuary city. I won't even mention that. But if we have people who are not even citizens who, you know, can get medical care and housing and all this wonderful stuff, and our veterans can't, isn't the system a little broken? We need to take care of our veterans. So here's some of the things you can do. You can take action. You can volunteer for any paramilitary group that's out there and help them, or volunteer at the hospital. So take action. Be part of the solution and support the Veterans Depots. The Veterans Depot, if you look on that page, there's a circle. They have the most adorable wooden little house. It's a micro community, and it takes care of just about everything that one would need. They start with a tiny housing. They have rehabilitation and job training. Then they are fighting for a clean environment. If they're going to take all the waste and they're going to recycle it, our landfills are not going to get overrun. It's a wonderful idea to save the planet, you know, make a clean environment. That will lead to produce and product sales. They're going to do this on blighted land anyway. So there, any community has area where, like, nothing's happening, nobody's doing anything with it, and it's just sitting there. They're going to take that blighted land, and they're going to grow stuff and sell it to Green Star Restaurants, who sponsor this program. So it's, I always say Hakuna Matata here, because when you look on the page, you will see this giant circle that I was reading to you. And it's the circle of life. It's, you know, starting with who you are, what you can do, how you can contribute back to who you are again. So it's an amazing, amazing organization. They have certified organic greens and certified organic soil blends. These guys, and Kevin may be on the 27th. I'm not quite sure who my guest is going to be on the 27th. But Kevin Fretz, who is president who's the president of the organization that does this, he can recycle everything. They can even make dog and cat food with recycled materials. It's just amazing the stuff that they can do. So the Green Depot communities will sustain themselves. At the beginning, they need some donations because they got to get going. But after that, these communities will sustain themselves, and the guys who learn how to do this can then go out and help start other communities. It's kind of like a Johnny Appleseed, but for veterans depots. Now, when they do that, the community benefits because they're getting organic, wonderful food without the pesticides. Do you know Roundup, the weed killer Roundup, has the same ingredient as Agent Orange? That will kill you. My husband has Agent Orange heart failure from being in Vietnam. Not funny. These pesticides and horrible things that are going on our plants can kill you. So the Veterans Depots will not do that. They will have certified organic produce. And you will know because the restaurants that participate in this will have a green star as a token of the thanks from the Veterans Depot. Meanwhile, the veterans are getting, like I said, the camaraderie of being with each other, people who understand what happens in, we don't have wars anymore, we just have conflicts. But what happens when you go to a conflict and get shot at and possibly lose part of your facilities? You know, I think just about everybody that goes there comes back with a traumatic brain injury because there's all this concussion going on and all this crazy stuff. So they can live in a community with each other, talk to each other. My husband won't tell me what happened to Vietnam. He absolutely will not. He was on the Midway. He was there when they evacuated Vietnam, and he helped evacuate Saigon, but he won't say a word to me. He might say it to another veteran, but not me. He says it's none of your business. But okay. Meanwhile, he has night terrors and horrible things come back to him when he's trying to sleep. I can't fix that. Maybe talking to another veteran could fix that. I don't know. But they don't talk to outsiders. They talk to each other. So that's a good place. They can get together, do their thing, have the service animals. And we're having a little discussion right now because I can't clean up after a dog. I'm disabled, and I don't know if you guys know that. So I have a cat. And my cat knows when I'm going to have a seizure. I had brain tumor. She knows when I'm going to have a seizure, and she comes and sits on my chest. She knows when I'm going to have a coughing fit, because I do have coughing fits sometimes and they don't know why. So all these things that go on, I have, my service animal is a cat. Mostly people think of service animals as dogs. Occasionally there's a miniature horse. It doesn't matter. Whatever your service animal is, they support you and they love you unconditionally. I mean, you can't get that kind of love out of a human. Animals love you unconditionally. They support you unconditionally. So the support animals will be there too. Just about anything you can think of that would improve the living conditions of a veteran, we're up for it. Call us and volunteer. Go to Jen and Ven and find out about it. This is a 501c3. It's a registered charity. You can help us do this. So let's support our fallen heroes. Let's reach out and pick them up. And the thing is, and this was started by a former pastor, and so he's got a thing on the page that says, feed a man a fish, and he eats for a day. Teach him how to fish, and he can eat forever. Well, I think that's kind of a sort of quote from the Bible, but it's true. I mean, we can give handouts, yeah, but if we help them do what they want to do, get back to work, then, wow, is there anything better than that? So do look up Genesis Environmental. We're going to have some fundraisers and things going on in the future. We just haven't gotten around to it quite yet because they're still in the formative stages. When we come back, we're going to talk about the things you could do to help the military. and who's going to be on next week. So I don't see, I'm looking here and it says breakthrough. So I'm assuming I need to go to break. So we will be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need success no therapy. Dr. Red, aka Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment or call 858-860-0461. Blessings!
How do you define work? Is it that mundane Monday through Friday place that seems to be sucking a third of your life out of you? Or have you made it a place of personal fulfillment, achievement, and purpose? If you are looking to make your work life the latter, tune in to Working on Purpose with Elise Cortez. There are all kinds of inspiring work-life stories told by people who have made work something to look forward to every day. Working on Purpose can be heard every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Empowerment.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Back, y'all. Now, if nobody did this, I haven't seen my website, but nobody's called in. The number of military, of uniformed services is 7. And so you're going Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. What did I miss? Coast Guard. Yeah, there's 2 more. The National Oceanographic Service. And in San Diego, they have a big deal going on because they're doing research on the along the coast. And the health services. They are uniformed service health service officers. So those are the 2 services nobody ever thinks about, the Oceanographic Service and the health service. And they do not go and fight, but they certainly do support us and help out. So talking about support, some of the things that you can do, the donation window may be closed for Wreaths Across America. But if you don't know about Wreaths Across America, it's an amazing thing. And San Diego being the big military town it is, we have some very large, they're well kept, but lonely cemeteries. And so at Christmas time, we take wreaths and set them on the gravestones of each military member. We have so many. I don't know if they actually could cover the entire thing. We have Fort Rosecrans, which is enormous, and then we have just opened up Miramar near the Miramar Air Base, and there are a lot. of wonderful people. Their souls are certainly somewhere, but it's nice to pay homage and take the wreaths and meet people that, you know, of like mind. It's a great activity. The other thing, I told you I belong to a women's political group, and they adopt a military family. So the service gives us a military family. They tell us about the family. We collect food and money and toys and games and things to give to this family. Now, we don't go to their home because we don't want to embarrass anyone. But in adopting our family, we help them have a little bit of a better Christmas. And that's kind of the idea. Next week, we're going to talk about the future of the military. And interesting thing, it's like you didn't know how many services there were. I'm not sure how many youth groups there are. I know I was in Civil Air Patrol when I was in high school. That's where I learned how to fly. And that was a lot of fun, I got to tell you. So there was Civil Air Patrol for the Air Force. There's the Sea Cadets for the Navy. And that's the uniform that I was wearing when I did my Monday manifesto, I think the first week. They teach things about the Navy. And there are devil pups for the Marines. I don't know if there are any other youth groups, but it's kind of cool. Also, they can just join the ROTC. And it teaches discipline and responsibility and honor. And it's a wonderful thing because these days that's in short supply. So that's what we are going to do next week. We're going to talk about the future of uniformed services on guard around the world, keeping us safe. And it's an incredible career. If you heard Stu last week, that man went all over the world. Do you know what it would cost if you had to do that yourself? He went all over the world. And my husband went all over Asia, and he loved it. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful life. So we're going to talk about that. And I don't know if she knows anything about the Space Corps. That sounds so interesting. I would love to do that. Okay, and so that's the future. And then some of the things you can do, and you can start right now because it takes a while to do some of these things. You can call your congressman or whoever or write them and say, what the heck is Warrior Care Month? Because none of us know. And so that would enhance awareness of our military, and it might help them get some care that they need. You can help veterans around the world understand that they have benefits and they can use them anywhere in the world where there is a military or veterans facility. You feed the spirit of volunteerism when you do this. Like I said, it is healthy for you. It is healthy for them. Whoever, when you volunteer, both of you are benefiting. So it feeds the spirit of volunteerism and unity worldwide. I don't know what happened to the Peace Corps, but when we were living in Bangkok, the Peace Corps was right alongside us, and they were doing things in Thailand. So I don't know if that even exists anymore. And you can bring together veterans and their families and help them heal. Just taking a single veteran to your Thanksgiving celebration, you have no idea how much that means. You just have no idea. Some of the other things, my Blue Star mothers used to go to the hospital at Christmas time and take little decorations and small gifts to them. It's amazing what that does. Making cards and taking them to your local VA hospital. It's just unbelievable. It does wonderful things for you, and it does wonderful things for them. So think about that. And then it's just fun. Doing some of these projects are just fun. We used to get together and make all these Valentine's cards, Christmas cards, whatever cards. You just get a group of people together, make up the cards, and find the closest place that you can take them, and take them. You have no idea how wonderful you will feel when you know. I mean, some of the guys that we talk to, we have a veterans home here. And they have three levels of care. So they have ones that are pretty much ambulatory, and they have activities for them. And then there are some that are semi-ambulatory, and some that can't do much of anything. But when we go there, when we visit, when we take things to them, sometimes they'll say, you know what, you're the only person I have seen in I don't know how long. They mention how long, however long it is. But, wow, you know, put yourself in their place. You're in a hospital. Nobody's there to come visit you. And these ladies come and they bring you a card or they bring you a present and they say, we appreciate you. Thank you for your service. It makes you feel good. It makes us feel good, the volunteers. And it's funny because the first time I went and did this, I had the wife of a local TV personality with, and she's a gorgeous blonde. I'm telling you, gorgeous. So the next time we went and we were doing our things and this little old guy in the wheelchair said, where's the blonde? I said, what? And he said, where's the good looking blonde? So she didn't make it the second time, but they know, they remember, they appreciate when you come and do things for them. And it does wonders for you. So that is why I picked November for Merry Military Month. I mean, it's Warrior Care Month. It's Veterans Day. It's a month that we should appreciate the military. And it kind of rolls into when you're doing your Thanksgiving and thanking them, think about Christmas time. It's coming up. And I don't know what holiday you like. I'm a Jew for Jesus, so I've got both sides covered. But there's Christmas, there's Hanukkah, there's Kwanzaa. I don't know what else. I think I talked to a Wiccan. I wanted to have her on in October, and she was busy. But I think there's a winter solstice thing that the Wiccans celebrate. So whatever you are, you can find someone in the military who has the same persuasion as you. Take them out. Treat them. Enjoy them. Give them a gift. Because they gave you the gift of their life. Wow, you know, they trusted you to appreciate them when they came back. And, you know, the World War II, they came back as heroes. Vietnam people spat on them. Desert Storm and Desert Shield, I don't know really how the feeling about that is mixed. But honestly, don't you think that people who go and fight for us deserve the hero's welcome that they had in World War II? They're still the same people. They're still giving their bodies and their souls to defend us. Why would we change our sentiment? Why would we not think they were our heroes? So that's it. Next week, we're going to talk about the future. If you want to get into it, like I said, I don't know any other life. My father was one of the first Jewish field officers in World War II. He worked with MacArthur and Eisenhower. He went everywhere. What a life. Wow. So we're going to talk about that. If people don't know what they want to be, that's an incredible life you can get into. And the training is top notch. Now, actually, my niece went over to Israel and she was trained by the Israeli Defense Forces. She got a doctorate in biomechanical engineering, courtesy of the Israeli Defense Force. So, wow. Can it get any better than that? I don't think so. So you guys, just remember when we do this thing that it's not, I have a free clinic and people go, I don't give my services for free. It's not really free. It's paying it back. They did stuff for us. We do stuff for them as a thank you. So this month of Thanksgiving, find a nearby military facility, find a nearby military person, and thank the bejeebers out of them because they deserve it. Next week, we will be talking about the future, as I said, and we're going to have an Air Force recruiter talk about how recruiting is going, how the military is going, what your future could be if you were in the military. And until then, guys, just please remember, because of all the craziness going on at least around here, at least, it is okay to flip your wig. It is not okay to lose your mind. If you need help, go get it. If you don't know where to get it, write to me on my Facebook page and I'll help you. So until next week, guys, remember that it is okay to flip your wig, not okay to lose your mind. We will see you next week and talk about the future of the world's best job, military. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.